Well, the Cancer Society says PharmAct needs a, quote, ambitious reform, particularly of its funding model. The government's announced a cash injection of $1.7 billion to maintain access to all medicines currently funded. But the funding won't stretch to new drugs, including the 13 new cancer treatments promised by the National Party. The Cancer Society says the government needs to ensure people can access modern medicine faster. Its Chief Executive, Dr. Rachel Hart joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Kia ora.
What do you mean by ambitious reform?
The announcement by the government gives us the opportunity to continue funding medicines that we already have. It doesn't give us any way to invest in new drugs, either those already promised or those coming. We are at the bottom of the OECD in terms of the amount per GDP and per health spending that we put to medicines, and so we need a radically new approach to think about how do we keep pace with technological advancement.
Sure, I'll get to the amount in just a moment, but what do you mean in terms of how would a reformed model, what would that look like?
I think it's a little bit hard to know because we don't have, you know, as someone outside government, we don't have all of the data. We certainly need to start by benchmarking against other countries. We're the only country in the OECD that doesn't benchmark. We need to consider the capped nature of our medicines budget rather than looking at just making sure we're able to fund budgets, and we need to right-size the budget so that we can fund everything that is on our options for investment list.
How much money do we need?
I'm not sure. I mean, we've been at this summit and there's been, numbers tossed around of another $2 or $3 billion.
Okay. Speaking to PharmAct earlier in the program, it was almost put, the sort of cash-strapped nature of that organisation was almost put as a positive in terms of the drug companies knowing that they are strapped for cash, so they're able to negotiate lower prices. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a really terrible way to look at it. What we know is that in New Zealand, what is considered basic standard of care in most other countries across the world is not being met. That means that drug companies are simply not investing in New Zealand with new drugs. We're falling further and further behind because we just simply don't have access to those drugs. Drug companies are not undertaking clinical trials here, which would give more patients access to medicines earlier because they know at the end of it, they're simply not going to be funded. We have a reputation internationally as being incredibly hard to get over the line, and that is hindering our engagement with drug companies, not helping it.
You'll be holding out for the budget for news on whether these 13 new cancer treatments will be funded?
Absolutely. I will certainly be talking to the government about that.
Appreciate your time this morning. That is Dr. Rachel Hart, Chief Executive of the Cancer Society. It is 10 minutes to 9 now.